It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a life and love transformational coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I am so excited because we have a very special guest today, Trevor Brandon Scharf, and she's a midlife empowerment coach. And today we're talking about It's Never Too Late to Get Married Later in Life. And so, Trevor, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So before we jump into your story, and you have an amazing story, I have to say, but before we jump into your story, can you share with the ladies how you became a midlife empowerment coach?
I think all of those years of single life and being an only child prepared me for this moment where I had been learning and making mistakes and getting lessons and insights. And I managed to navigate my way through my 40s into my late 40s and into 50. And I just kind of got it. It all crystallized by the time I turned 50 into 51. And I thought, I have a lot to say. I have a lot to share. I have a lot of wisdom to impart. And I could not have done it 1 minute before this. Do you understand? And all of that kind of pain, suffering, trials, tribulations, they meant something. They are paying off. And I never thought I would ever, looking back and thinking, one day I'm going to be a font of information for people who were in my shoes, and here I am. You know, you never think, like, if someone told me years ago that one day I'd be sitting here talking to you, sharing my everything that I know, my secrets, my tips, my tricks, everything, I'd say, you're crazy. No way. But here I am, and I made it.
So are you saying that you weren't a midlife empowerment coach before you got married, that you were doing something completely different, or were you doing it leading up to meeting your husband and getting married?
I was already in the fitness business. I was already a coach. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I can do it with my eyes closed. I can change your body and I will change your life. So I had it already in me, but the rest of the puzzle, the personal puzzle, I thought, well, this makes sense. You know, I'm already helping people, guiding people. I have a lot to say about the single experience and the dating world and how to navigate it. And so I put the two together and it was kind of a natural fit.
Oh, I love that. I love that you took something that you were doing before and then now you're really empowering women. So can you share with us what your story is and your journey along this path to find love later in life and get married later in life?
Okay. Going back. For a long time, I wasn't ready. So I wasn't. I missed the 20s. I did not get that calling. I did not have, my clock did not go off. It didn't go off in my 20s, didn't go off in my 30s. It did go off in my early 40s. I'm a late bloomer. I am in all aspects, I am a late bloomer. So when it went off finally in my early 40s, I started to really kind of panic because I'd realized, oh shit, I missed the boat, you know, I'm done. I'm SOL. No one's going to want me. I'm in my early 40s, never been married, damaged goods. I don't know. No, hadn't gotten pregnant. I felt like a failure on so many levels. And 40s were tough, really tough when you're single. It is, if you can get through it, and this is what I'm saying, I figured out how to get through it. Looking back, I can now go, okay, you know, I did it. It got me through my 40s, and then 49, I was about to turn 50. I had just ended a relationship, which just blew all the wind out of my sails, what remaining wind I had in my sails. Because by that time, I had dated so much, I was tired. I was defeated. I just felt like I'm just, no one ever, I'm unmarriable, you know. I felt like I had sort of given up. And in a way, that was the best thing I could have done, was give up, because I surrendered. And I found love elsewhere. I found it in here. So instead of all those years looking and searching and waiting and worrying and, you know, beating myself, I just said, that's it, no more. I'm done. I'm going to be single, and that's the way it is. And I'm going to just go forward in life, and okay, no apologies. That's kind of how it went. And then I met my husband.
So that's so funny. What I'm hearing you say is, when you finally just surrender to the universe and to whatever could happen, and then that's when you met your husband?
Yes.
And how did you meet him?
We met him initially on Facebook, just random, okay? We did have some friends in common. We are from the same hometown. We went to the same school. So he contacted me about one of our friends that was going through a hard time. So he sent me a private message. Mm-hmm. And but it wasn't like, hey, you know, he wasn't hitting on me, and it wasn't like to check me out. It was just a genuine concerning, you know, out of concern. Do you want to help this friend of ours? And I said, no, I don't. So, but you're a nice guy. And I made a mental note that he's a nice guy, that he's a caring friend. And at that time that he contacted me, I was going through that breakup I was telling you about, that the last one, 49, almost 50, it was like now or never, this has got to happen, I've got to make this work by any means necessary. And it didn't work. And I was, as I say, you know, in a perfect storm of despair. And so Robbie contacts me, and I'm like, I have no desire. Don't even go there. Don't even try to flirt with me. I don't give a shit. I just leave me alone. And then a couple of months later, I started to heal a little bit and started to feel better. And now I'm like a month or so away from turning 50. And I started to kind of be okay with it. I started getting my head around it. And I threw myself a birthday party. So this is the story, okay? So I thought, I'm never getting married. I will just throw myself a huge 50th birthday, you know, because this is going to be my wedding that I'm never going to have. And I invited half of Facebook, mm-hmm. including Robbie, because I thought, that's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. So he came to my party, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh my God, there you are, the guy from Facebook. And then we went on a date, a real date, the next week. And then 6 months later, we got engaged.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, Trevor.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a great story, because it's just your journey along the way. You know, I totally get that you were a late bloomer in your 20s and 30s. But I want to ask you about your 40s, because you said something interesting is where that's when you had, I don't know if you use this word, but you had, I guess, a little bit of a panic. Like, that's when you felt like, yeah, now I want to get married. And so my question for you is, was it the panic and the pressure that you were putting on yourself, or was it that I feel like society almost single shames women sometimes of, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you still single? You know, you're so great. Why can't you find a man? And so was it a part of that, or was it really more of your own pressure that you were putting on yourself?
When the initial clock went off, it was more of a biological imperative to partner with someone, because I thought, oh my God, I forgot to have a baby. So it was almost like baby first, marriage second, you know what I mean? Just let me meet someone and let me get pregnant, and then we'll deal with the marriage thing later. And so I actually did set out to have a baby on my own. I tried to get pregnant. I spent about 3+ years trying to get pregnant on my own as a single mother by choice. Mm-hmm. So I went through the whole thing with the sperm donor and IVF, and I went for it. Didn't work. Mm-hmm. When that didn't pan out, it was a panic of a different kind. In a way, it was like, okay, well, that's off the table now. Now I can do the husband thing. Okay, so then I went full court press on trying to find a husband. And yes, there was pressure. I mean, no one ever said anything to me. No one ever made me feel bad. But there were sort of a lot of times where I felt self-conscious of being single. Because let's face it, we live in a partnered world. Mm-hmm. We live in a coupled up world. We live in a married world. You know, it's the married club. And I was not a member. And a lot of my friends are married. And so, yeah, there was a level of self-consciousness and you know, being excluded and feeling like there's something wrong with me. How am I being viewed? How are people perceiving me? You know, when you're single for a really long time, I'm assuming people talk. I felt that they were sort of... Why isn't she married? Is there something wrong with her? You know, oh my God, she must have issues. You know, you feel like your big giant flashing lights above you, you know, damaged goods or
but
something.
But you're not.
Right? And so, and you know, I was lonely. And I wasn't lonely, but I thought, I want a boyfriend. I want this experience. And the last few years of my 40s were brutal tough, because I was desperately dating. You know what I mean? There was like a desperation, which is it's everything I'm not. And I felt like, God, I'm not a desperate woman.
Right.
And yet it made me into one. And let me tell you about dating while desperate. It's like driving in traffic. Okay. I just thought of this the other day. I have a few clients, personal private training clients, and some of them are a little bit of a drive away. And so getting yourself through a part of LA, West LA, is really tough in the mornings. Okay.
Yeah.
Getting anywhere at rush hour is tough, right?
Right.
It never fails. When I'm in a hurry, I hit every red light. I hit every kind of imaginable traffic. I hit, you know, I run into like road construction, traffic, people trying to make turns when they shouldn't. And I'm just like, oh, you know. And then when I'm not in a hurry, that same route that I would take the next morning, for example, and I'm not in a hurry, I hit every green light, there's no traffic, it's smooth sailing. That's what dating when you're desperate does to a person. So it was just roadblock. You know, everybody in my dating pool felt like they were either married or they were separated or they were too newly divorced. And it was like I was striking out left and right. This is a long-winded answer for a question that I can no longer remember what it was. But that's the answer.
Okay. So, and I love that analogy that you use, because I'm a very visual person, so I could see where, you know, dating while desperate could be an issue. So, what I want to ask you is, so as you were out there dating, because you were doing a lot of different things, right?
Yeah.
And while you didn't meet your husband in a traditional sense, I'm sure you discovered things that were working for you, even though you didn't meet the, you know, your husband then, and things that weren't working besides the pressure that you were putting on yourself. So can you share with the ladies what was working and what was not working?
Okay. What was working was that I was actually a very well-adjusted, stable, single person. Okay. Notwithstanding my moments of desperation and panic. Okay. Cause if you're human, right? You feel that. I guess I had put into place an infrastructure that prepared me well for single life, being an only child, as I had referenced earlier. I'm okay being on my own. That was a huge advantage for me, in that I'm okay. I don't freak out being by myself. I'm okay. I can be alone with myself. I'm resilient. I'm resourceful. I had built a big network of friends, a huge friend community, which I depended on a lot. I had activities and hobbies and interests. It, all of those things took the edge off of being nearly 50 and single. I was 50 and still single. It is really incumbent upon any single, anybody, I don't care if you're single, I don't care what your relationship status is. You've got to be, there's a saying, there is no such thing as happy couples, only happy people that make couples. And I, it's not like I set out to be all that. It just came to me naturally. And I, like I said, it had been coming for many, many years. So that was good. I had that kind of going for me. But developing your life, you know, that's why I'm not just a dating coach. I'm an empowerment coach, because that is what it takes. And by the way, I always say, the happier you are as a single person, the sooner you will not be single.
That's a good one. I love that.
Okay. Get it?
I get it, but I invite you to share with the ladies what that truly means, because I think there may be some people that may be listening right now going, well, I'm generally happy, but I don't think they know it's deeper than that.
Let's replace the word happy.
Okay.
Let's fill in the blank there. The more secure you are as a single person, the more stable you are as a single person, the more content you are, the more satisfied you are as a single person, the more distracted you are as a single person, the more busy you are as a single person, the more fulfilled you are as a single person, the sooner you won't be single. Okay. Now, but with that said, and I'm always really careful to include this caveat, because it's really important that people understand that your partner, your soulmate, it may take a long time. Okay. It did for me. It took 50 years. It may take a long time. It may not happen. You must be prepared for whatever the eventuality is. And I'm sorry, that's a hard pill to swallow, but you better swallow that pill, because the sooner you swallow that pill, I'm telling you, you will get the things that you, all those things that I just mentioned, fulfillment, stability, resilience. People want a magic pill, you know, they want that, the magic bullet that's going to take away their pain, suffering, and loneliness. it is all within you. You have that. You have the magic bullet. You have the magic pill. It's all in you. It's really, I think there has to come a point where you just have to just give up in a way and give it up to the universe.
Yeah, you know? I just want to make sure that you're not saying give up completely.
No.
You're saying surrender to the universe, right?
You have to surrender and detach from the goal, okay? And I'm goal-oriented, man. I'm a trainer. I'm a fitness professional, okay? I live, sleep, eat, and breathe goals. And I'm also not a quitter, and I do not – advocate for being a quitter. But sometimes in life, my husband and I have a podcast, by the way, I don't know if you know this, called Done Being Single. And we tackle some really interesting topics. And we did a show this week that will air sometime in the next few weeks on quitting. The power of quitting. Sometimes when your well-worn path is not getting you anywhere, you got to change it up, babe. I'm not saying quit. Like, you quit strategically. You quit smart quitting, where you turn your attention toward other things. Get it? And you leave open the possibility, of course, at all times for love.
Right.
Because it will knock on your door at some point when you least expect it. That is how it happens. And you will have not. And when you turn your attention to other things, and when you just shift your energy toward other meaningful things, and when you find purpose in your life, I am telling you, it will not have been a waste. Whether you meet someone or not, it will not have been a waste.
Yeah, that is so true.
That's kind of my mantra. Because I can't promise you're going to meet someone, but what I can promise is you're going to find something in you that is just as precious.
Yeah, that is so true. I love that. Well, this has been amazing. So, Trevor, can you share with the ladies where they can find you?
Sure. You can find me and learn all about my coaching services at trevabrandonscharf.com.
Awesome.
My name and .com.
Awesome. So thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. If you like our show, it's available both in video format and podcast format. You can get both at yournextamazingstory.com. And if you would like to get our free ebook, 3 Simple Steps on How to Create Your Next Amazing Love Story, you can click right here on the video, or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.